You know, what do you feel like you've really worked on in the last year or so since you left SMU?
The coach has just been helping me just become my best, really, finding my spots in the offense and learning how to make my teammates better. So my coaches have just been pushing me real hard.
Who are you matching up against a lot in practice, and did that show up tonight?
I match up with Zoe, JoJo, Tim, Gabe. All the guards are pretty interchangeable, so we all get a taste of each other.
So Devin on the end of that half-court pass, is that something you guys practice? Or?
I mean, I know he can jump. That guy can jump, and he put his hand up, so I just threw it up there. Yeah.
It's kind of weird because obviously you're not going to be able to play. How are you going about trying to prepare guys even though you're not going to be able to play right away?
Just taking it day by day, taking the coaching and receiving it every day. It's not easy. It's a day-by-day thing, but I just try to go out there and practice with my teammates and my coaches and do as best as I can.
How do you feel – what do you feel this team can be once it's sort of complete – And once you guys kind of get some stuff going?
I think the sky's the limit for us. Our coaches have been pushing us and getting us in a great flow with the offense. So I think that once all the pieces come together, with the unselfish guys we have, I think we could be really good.
I'm not sure how much you practice in here. What's the dynamic of shooting here versus the practice facility?
I don't really think about it. I train a lot in the practice facility, but sometimes I'll come down here. But once the ball goes up, basketball is basketball, so I don't really think about the difference.